Hey everybody, it's time for 10 Minute Fitness again with myself, Lang, and
Darcy. So how are you guys going? So today, what we're going to cover, we've had a few questions about this during the week, but goal setting. Do you set any goals, Lang?
Yeah, for sure. It's very important to set these goals. It gives you a direction and some motivation to keep going into your training. So I've set my goal for this year to squat a certain weight.
What weight is that? What weight did you want to squat?
So I would like to squat 180 kilos this year.
So we're getting into big boy territory here, aren't we?
Yep, just the cusp of it. So that was my goal for this year. What is your goal this year, Darcy?
So I've set a couple of goals. I generally like to work in threes with a lot of things. So the three goals I've set this year, one's to be able to do the ab wheel for my toes and be able to get back up. So this includes touching my forehead on the ground.
Yeah.
I count that as a whole rep. Another one's three sets of 10 pull-ups. And my last one, because I'm playing football at the minute as well, is to be able to run 2 kilometers in under 8 minutes. So 4 minute pace.
It's a pretty substantial goal set there.
So a bit of a variety as well. Do you have any other goals that you've set?
So other goals, yep, definitely I have other goals, but they're more related to strength training goals, and it's much more or less hitting a certain weight rather than a new skill. But I do have one other goal, is to know how to swim efficiently. Now I can float. Definitely going to have to be completed by in the next few months.
And do you track these along the way too?
Yeah, so I think it's very important to track your progress or each time you go to the gym, because no point going to the gym and randomly selecting the weights, because you don't know whether what you've done last week and what you're going to do this week. So I use an app called FitNotes.
Oh, that's all right. And yep, that keeps all your data in there?
Yeah. So it has a graph to show how much you've improved. It has a logbook to track all your weights that you've done and exercise you've done. So I think it's really important to look back at your training to see, maybe one day you might come in a little bit tired and you wonder why, and you can look back to see how hard you've worked. That's really important to gauge even how you're feeling in terms of, if I'm run down, maybe because it's due to training too much in the last week.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah. And I think a thing you'll probably notice about the goals that the two of us set is that they're both measurable. We've both set numbers that we've got to hit there as well. And also you find that we haven't set too much around, say, weight or body fat percentage or things like that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so a lot of people like to set goals in terms of, I want to lose X amount of kilos, or I want to, what was the other one that many people do?
Drop body fat percentage.
Body fat percentage, yeah.
And we do have this machine that we does get a bit of use. The place we're called InBody, and
it measures
your body fat, gives you a measure of your muscle mass, body fat percentage, and everything like that. And I think it's one of those ones where it can be good, especially if you've got people who are trying to lose an excessive amount of weight. But at the same time, I think a lot of people get caught up just using this as a lone measure, like they're not using anything else.
Yeah, and they get really upset when they find that they haven't lost enough body fat, or they haven't built enough muscle mass.
And yeah, it's almost to the point where they'd be like, oh, I've wasted my whole last month on this.
Yeah.
So you'll find that they might even be getting stronger for a similar body weight. I actually reckon that's almost a better way to keep a bit of a measure of it, is if you're getting stronger and you're a similar body weight, the ways you get stronger, the only way you can get stronger is increased muscle mass or increased neural adaptation. So in getting stronger, you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, so most likely if you're getting stronger, you're building muscle mass. It's a great indicator of progress, because let's be honest here, we're still not in the technological age where we can exactly pinpoint how much body fat or how much muscle mass you have. It's still a guesstimate, so definitely don't place all your hopes and dreams into a machine that spits out a few numbers. But what is really reliable is your performance, isn't that right?
Yeah. Performance is really good to go off, and I'd really recommend picking, say, two or three goals and pick them in different areas. So don't pick them all like, I want to improve my squat quality, I want to improve my squat weight, and like all to do with the same thing. I pick them across a variety of things. It makes your training a bit more wholesome as well. And in terms of that, you got to set something which you feel like is going to be challenging, that you're going to be pretty happy with when you do succeed with it. But it's not like body fat where you'd go out and celebrate achieving your goals and then you just blow it all in one night and you'd be back above your
Originally
started with.
Whereas if you're tracking your performance, that is going to be more reliable and more loyal, because even if you have a night out, you're not going to get any weaker.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing about your training and that.
So yeah, definitely.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to say about goals?
Goals. How do you set your goals, Darcy? I know you just rambled at the top of your head, but should people write down their goals?
Yes, yeah, I think it's definitely good. Even if you just write them down in the notes in your phone, about the goals that you do want to achieve, and just have a good think about them. Have a think that something that you're going to be really happy when you can achieve this.
And this all goes back to what we learned in school: SMART goals. Make it specific, make it measurable, make it achievable. So don't say you're going to run an ultra marathon 300 kilometers by next year. Likely, it's not going to happen. And make it, what's the other one?
Time bound. I think it was realistic.
Yeah. So, you got to make things that are in reach for you. So that's very important.
Yeah, definitely really important. And I think a good thing as well is break it down.
Yeah.
Like set benchmarks along the way.
Yeah.
So say, well, weight loss is a good example for this that I might use today.
Yeah.
But say if you wanted to lose 10 kilos and you set 10 kilos in 3 months, and you only lost 9 kilos in 3 months. So that's sort of like you haven't reached your goal. You might be a bit bummed about that, but you still lost nine kilos, which is a lot. But if you set a kilo a week or half a kilo a week, for example, and this is the same thing for your squats and that, you want to increase your squats by, say, 5 kilos a month.
Exactly. So 2.5 kilos every fortnight. So
you know well ahead of time whether you're going to hit this or not as well.
Exactly.
And that's a great way about sort of tracking them along the way.
Yeah. Definitely agree with you there, Darcy. Nice. Lastly is just patience. That's cannot stress enough. Things don't happen overnight. Patience. You got to have patience.
So to recap from today, we've got be patient with your goals. Set some benchmarks that you can measure and really think about them. Performance goals are great to do. So I reckon those are probably the main three
performance
things.
Performance goals. Set some performance goals for yourself. And I guarantee whatever vanity goals you have, you'll achieve through performance goals.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
All right, so we've got a viewer. I mean, not a viewer. We haven't put this on YouTube yet, but maybe we shall. We've got a listener's question again today. And today's listener question is from Ringwood. His name's Nick. He's an avid trainee. He's been training for the last few years and religiously coming to the gym every day to grind it. So he's interested to know, what are the benefits of intermittent fasting? And Darcy, do you know much about intermittent fasting?
I haven't really done too much with intermittent fasting before. I've tried it a few times, but I reckon you're a bit of an expert on intermittent fasting here.
I wouldn't say an expert, but I definitely have a bit more experience. So let's just keep this simple for now. But the benefits of intermittent fasting, it's convenient for a busy lifestyle. So, for example, you want to have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but some people just don't have time in the morning and they feel bad for skipping breakfast. Well, turns out that new science information flowing through and new research, you don't actually have to eat first thing in the morning. Breakfast is just breaking your fast, and that could be at 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock. And it realistically is, you know, not a revolutionary tool to make you lose weight, but it is a tool to adhere to some sort of appetite control, which is one of another benefits. Another health benefit is hormetic stress, meaning it's a stress that releases hormones and allows you to be in a different sort of mind state as well, in terms of your weight loss, in terms of your mental aspect of a busy life. So, for example, Darcy, do you feel a bit more bloated after eating meals that you don't want to eat?
Yeah, especially when I'm not hungry or have quite a big meal.
Yeah. So if you don't need to eat and you're not hungry, don't eat it. And that's pretty much the basics of intermittent fasting. Don't eat what you don't need, okay? And we're going past 10 minutes. We might spend another 30 seconds, okay?
Yeah, we're having 30 seconds fitness tour. Right.
So basically, intermittent fasting, the benefits, convenient for a busy lifestyle, possible weight loss tool, and benefits of your health. So a lot of hormones get released and secreted, and even helps your mental aspect of things. So it makes you clearer. So no brain fog when you do it for a longer period of time. So I recommend giving it a shot at skipping breakfast or your first meal and see how you go for the week. And I guarantee you're going to have a few more benefits that you might notice yourself.
Yeah, and send them in. If you have a go and you notice any benefits, I'm sure... Like 2 minutes probably is a bit short to cover.
Yeah,
this
it's quite. Yeah, I was rushing through there, so I was kind of losing my words. But if you have any questions, send them through. Train Eat Live. So traineat.live at Instagram. And what's yours?
Mine's Darcy Smith PT.
All right, it's 11-minute fitness this week, guys. All right.
Thanks for listening.